Next on Tech Stack, we're going to talk about Google and their brand new Coral NPU.
Yeah.
I'm here today with Billy Rutledge, and he's the director of research at Google.
Well, not the director of research. I'm the head of the systems research group within Google Research.
Okay, they got
so
correct.
So I think MVPs that are above me, yes.
You're still the most important guy to me today. So we're here at Synaptics Tech Day 2025.
Yes.
And, you know, they're announcing their whole new product line. And a key part of that product line is the Coral NPU that's integrated into it. Now, Google's always been a big proponent of open source software and everything else. But, you know, this is bringing open source hardware into that whole argument. And that's been one of the biggest challenges, especially for edge AI from our perspective, is the fact that each platform has a different NPU. Each platform has a different tool set.
Absolutely, yeah.
When Synaptics actually made theirs open source, I was actually excited about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, what does this all mean? Well, first off, tell us a little bit about the NPU and what do you think really having open source really means?
Of course, yeah, there's a nice story here. So the Coral NPU is a standards-based, open-source reference design for a domain-specific accelerator for machine learning. And it's a project that we started, I want to say the roots of it started back in 2016. We had an initiative from Google Research called Coral, like the Coral ecosystem, named after, you know, hopefully a diverse set of devices that would be able to inspire with the platform. And we released an ASIC called the Edge TPU.
Yes.
And we packaged it in a number of different hardware-friendly form factors to make it pluggable and easy to experiment with adding it onto legacy systems to see what device makers might do with AI capabilities, running small convolutional networks that were capable of human-level vision and hearing and things like this. Those products are still selling today, and we love them. But some of the feedback that we heard from different customers in different segments was something that you said earlier. You know, the fragmentation tax is really difficult.
Yes.
If I have to build a model and maintain it across n number of NPUs with n number of tool chains, it becomes an unwieldy problem that I'm not able to manage. And so I suffer from that. So we wanted to revisit that whole concept and produce a new neural architecture that's capable of addressing the fragmentation issue, but also improve the power and performance envelopes at the same time for some of the newer models that have come forward since those days. So we created the Coral NPU as a next level version of what we started with. And we decided to open source it because Google is not going to produce and sell silicon. We're not a silicon company. So
that's good to hear, by the way.
Well, at least my team is not. Being inside of research, it's a real pain to have the operational burden of shipping and maintaining silicon. We've managed it through OEM partners. ASUS is our partner for that line of products. But we wanted to up level from that and find a way to address these gaps that I'm describing, but do it in a way that's easily adoptable by all silicon. So can we enable commercial silicon to do better, essentially? Solve the developer challenges, improve performance and efficiency. We're working on security next, but can we do it in a way that's standards-based with common tools and just try to up-level everything as the world is becoming more excited about edge AI?
And by the way, as a Patty Scuba instructor, I like the name.
Coral.
So now this is great. I try to tell people, it's like, you know, a software developer, and I've done a lot of software in my days, you know, develops to the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
So, you know, why would you want to create this fragmentation? And, you know, and even with some of the efforts out there, I really see this as kind of a key enabler. And I agree with everything that the panel said today that, you know, we are on that cusp of really enabling all these, let's face it, Internet of Things was a bad term. Yes. Intelligence of things is really what we need to get to.
Yeah, I like that line. That's really good.
So, and I think we're on that cusp and actually seeing, you know, this open source community come together, I think is going to be the key enabler.
I think so too.
Do you think there's anything else we as an industry really need to do to really enable that kind of last mile or last step to get to, really enabling the internet or the intelligence of things?
I, probably a few things. One is to, well, release a standards-based version of the hardware and software, but it needs adoption.
Yeah.
Right. So we're excited to be here because Synaptics is our first champion silicon, commercial silicon company to take our open design because, as you mentioned, they had the same philosophy about openness and driving open standards. And that's sort of where we found each other. If we could have more of that, I think it would be a real lift so that developers, software developers building ML models that would want to take it not just to Synaptics, but to any other silicon for any other industry would have this sort of common format and common framing for them to build within. So that's why we've made it open source as open source hardware, and we're encouraging, you know, everyone to take a look at it. But could we also get feedback? Like, where do we need to improve? Where do we need to change? It's a great starting point. We're using our own teams inside of Google Research as a barometer, understanding where model architectures are going, understanding what use cases our products need, co-designing our architecture in an open way, but towards those goals, feeling that we're kind of pioneering the next level of edge intelligence as a company.
Yeah.
And if we can adhere to that, maybe we can set a benchmark for everyone else to benefit from.
Well, and I also think this is a major mark in terms of the hardware development at this point in time. I mean, we're no longer at the point of trying to put individual chips together and seeing what they're doing with their Astra family, where they're basically building a whole family of kind of customized SoCs for all these different little applications, not just a family, but, you know, very specific applications.
Yes.
And it's getting easier and easier as we go forward with chiplets and everything else to bring all these new solutions. So, I mean, I would actually envision this, the Coral NPU being one of these key chiplet building blocks
Absolutely.
To really enable AI going forward.
Yeah. We make our design, the Coral NPU, open open source on GitHub as just research level IP.
Yeah.
So it's software that models the hardware, and then you can synthesize that and take it further. We partner with a couple of silicon services companies to get it commercial ready for adoption.
Yeah.
So outside of Synaptics, we actually have partners that can work with you to bring the Coral NPU into your SoC design and do that integration work for you to ensure you know, it's high level of capability. But being able to extend that and grow it based on what we're hearing from the community really makes sense. But in terms of it being a chiplet or using the chiplet form factor to bring it into more designs, we love that idea. But it would need the right demand and the right silicon partner to kind of grow in that direction. It's not something that we would actually do ourselves.
I don't think you're going to have a problem finding a silicon partner there. I think people are going to be jumping on that one.
Yeah, we're very interested in that. Yes.
So, okay. Well, Billy, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. JJ, good to meet you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
And more to come.
And if more to come, you heard it here from Billy. And if you like this episode, please like and subscribe and look for more technical content from TechStack going forward.
Very good.